All righty. How can I spin this into Nick Nurse? I don't know. Werewolf of London. I don't know. He's taking a bite out of our hearts.
There we go. Look at you.
You know, he's hurting my heart.
He was turning into a monster
there
on the sidelines last night.
Yes.
He's turning into a monster in these press conferences. And you know what? I don't blame him. Daryl Morey, you are hanging him out there.
He is.
And you have bitten him and lycanthropically changed him. And now you're just letting him sit there, turn into a werewolf.
It's a disgrace. All right, we're going to get to the Nick Nurse audio from yesterday in a moment.
Lycanthropically.
Well, that
is the adjective.
It's a good word right there.
Multisyllabic.
That is a word, to say the least. By the way, Jason Kelsey with us in 10 minutes. Rhea, as you know, coming up at 8 o'clock today, we give people the chance to win a pair of tickets tomorrow by listening today at 8 o'clock.
Yep, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
So the key is listen at 8, know the name we say of a current or former Eagles player, and tomorrow at 8 o'clock, if you know the name said this week, you can win the tickets to the Eagles-Jags game, which I got to think is now a pretty coveted ticket. When you consider 5-2, still good weather,
man.
Oh,
right?
So 62,
amazing weather.
Pretty cool.
Doug's coming in.
Dougie.
Yeah. It's their only Sunday home game for like a month or whatever. You know.
You know what?
This could be the last game Doug coaches as a head guy for a while.
Well, it could be. It also strikes me almost like a homecoming game in college football, where you schedule a team that you know you're going to beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the Eagles are going to win, right? Like, Sunday night, they're 6-2. I just want to make sure.
You do know that
we
most of their
worried.
Losses are very...
a little bit.
Like, close.
I'm not much
Jags.
Worried.
I mean, the Jags just traded their left tackle. They lost both their starting receivers.
The quarterback stinks.
They're just bad, period, plus they've lost guys.
Yeah, quarterback stinks. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here and reaction on Nick
Nurse.
He's
been playing better lately, but he has been a major disappointment.
If you've watched
and
them, God bless
you. A lot of people think, like, Doug is part of the reason why this quarterback hasn't been...
It's
great.
Possible, but I tend to think the QB just stinks. That's at least what my heart wants to hope for. Let's go to the phones. Because it's never Doug's fault. Even in 2021, Doug's fault.
Yeah. Doug! Ben Peterson! Yeah, baby!
Ben, nothing but love for that guy. By the way, Ben, you know what I'll say?
Nothing but love for
Here's
that guy.
Here's what I'll say about Sirianni as it relates to Doug.
Who wins in a fight?
As it relates to Charlie.
Who wins in a fight? Doug or Nick?
Doug. Doug's a physically bigger guy.
He yeah. is.
Doug
Nick's
is
younger,
a lot
though.
Older.
Yeah, Nick's significantly
matter.
Younger.
Doug's
I think
Doug's
matter.
Nick.
Age matters. Of course it does.
It matters in a big way.
In a huge way.
Doug is much older than I am.
So what is he, about 57?
Yeah, and Nick's 43.
Yeah, like, but Doug Peterson could headbutt him. He's got
Nick
the biggest
wins. I think Nick wins. I feel
I
actually super confident Nick wins. Plus, Doug was a quarterback, had the red jersey on. Nick's out there playing wide receiver, going over the middle and stuff.
That's very true, too.
I don't like
it. That's very true.
He was playing in an era where he used to have to go over the middle.
I'm smelling
a Twitter. Sirianni
took
some pops over
the middle. Poll question
Nick
tomorrow.
Sirianni could be
yes.
Throw it out there.
I'm writing it down. Twitter poll tomorrow.
My God.
I believe in him.
Fight. Sirianni,
Doug. You actually, wow.
Yeah, I actually feel like the more we talk about it, the more confident I feel that Sirianni. I'm sure of it. I would bet my house on it.
I think it's fast. I think he makes quick work of Doug.
Well, I don't. But
well, you could ask Kelsey. I mean, he could ask.
Yeah, it's a great question.
I'll put that on the list.
Important.
One other thing I'll say about Nick, I am and will always be struck by the last two coaches to win a title here, Charlie Manuel and Doug Peterson. You couldn't be more criticized in the beginning, in the early years. I
100%.
Mean, you couldn't be. Yeah. You
remember
could,
Doug
you
started with
be.
The Andy, like basically carrying water for Andy about that Chiefs game, that Patriots game. Yeah.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Kelsey in about 10 minutes. Kenny in East Oak Lane. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Kenny.
Man, so I want to say a couple things before we get into sports. Joe, every journey starts with one step. Right? Start going to the gym or walking or doing something and be active, right?
Well, today I'm going to golf, and my goal is to break, not to get in great shape today, just to break 100.
Why, are you gonna ride a
Where
cart?
Are you playing? Of course I'm going to ride a cart. I'm playing at Marion, Ben.
Oh, you got no chance.
Is it really?
You got no chance.
Whoa, you buried the lead there.
You're going to Marion?
Hold up. You just say I'm golfing today.
Why does everyone laugh?
You should say, I'm going to Marion.
Because I don't merit Marion.
Marion is the golf course.
It's one of the top courses in the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
Like the U.S. Open.
2013 U.S. Open.
It's where Obama, Saquon, and Jalen couldn't golf because he's not allowed per contract. Who was the other person?
Well, Jeffrey Lurie.
And Lurie. It was like 2 days ago. Lurie, Obama, Saquon,
and Jalen.
But Jalen had to ride the cart. He wasn't allowed in his contract to play.
Joe, I don't want you to pull him up there. Patting yourself on the back and bragging to us.
I'm not bragging. Ben asked me a question. I answered. I wasn't going to say
it. Is this the first time
I feel like you're
going
to sully the grounds of Marion. I can't believe they're allowing you there.
You can't take a cart at Marion. You have to walk.
Well, then I'm walking. You do have to walk?
You have to walk.
Well, then apparently I'm walking.
Look at you. There we go. So it starts today.
Yes.
And John.
Kenny.
In the great words of Jimmy V, you should be moved to tears every day. So don't ever be ashamed of. Because I did the same thing with Kelsey, so we're on the same page, brother.
This is really...
You're right. So, that would be a beautiful thing to be moved to tears every day.
There you go. Yeah, right, Ken, what do you got on our sports scene?
So, Sirianni, right? I'm an executive chef, so I am a coordinator of chaos. So I understand that, you know, sometimes your emotions get the best of you. You're very passionate about what you do. I think Sirianni is a great coach. I think that he is a player's coach. And in order to lead the people, you have to love the people, right? And you have to know your people, get to know everybody individually, everything like that. I don't think that there's a better players coach in the league than Sirianni.
Yeah, but that's never, to me, been the issue, Kenny. I hear you, and I will agree with you. I've always been impressed with that.
He's also a control freak. I'm telling you right now, he needs to let his coaches coach, and he needs to manage the game. That's it. Like, and Fangio has that defense running on all cylinders,
yes.
And I think
Kenny, if he's only putting his head in there for one or two plays a game, that's not so bad. If he's putting his head in there for 23 plays a game, then that's a big issue. So let's just start with that.
He needs to let his people do. Yeah, he needs to let his people do what they do best.
Yeah,
and I think we're going to be just fine. Right. I like Sirianni.
Kenny, give me a great answer for the $100 gift card. What's a strange tradition?
When they break plates at weddings and big functions and say "Hopa."
Yeah, breaking plates is a good answer. It's certainly a better answer.
Opa.
And then what's the, because I've heard opa, yep. And then there's other ones too, when you break stuff. Opa Greek?
In a Jewish wedding, you say mazel tov when you break the wine glass.
Yeah.
Mazel.
There's a lot of wedding answers that they could apply here. The throwing the rice, and there's a lot of strange traditions. All right. Let me tell you what's an annoying tradition. The Sixers screwing stuff up.
Yeah.
So, it is a tradition.
It is. It's a tradition unlike
like no
any other.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to get to this audio of Nick Nurse. And by the way, Jason Kelsey is going to join us soon. So Nick Nurse met with the reporters yesterday twice. Once was before the game, and once was after the game. And, of course, John, we were particularly interested in the pregame stuff because of the fact that, you know, obviously that's when the questions would be asked, you know, about what's going on with Joel. And there were questions that needed to be asked. And I got to tell you, Howard asked a question yesterday. He takes, you know, heat for, you know, just being the king, right? Riding with the king. But Howard, to his credit, man, for years has asked great probing questions in press conferences. I thought this was one of the best questions I've ever heard Howard ask, and Nick Nurse never answered it yesterday. Let's listen to this exchange.
Nick, do you think it's fair to your paying customers and your fans to not know, have any idea when your star player is going to play?
That's a big question to lead off with. Our guys are working out. They are making progress. They're going to have workouts tomorrow, Friday. We hope to have a better indication of where they are by then. Update you then.
But that didn't answer the question. Do you think it's fair? I mean, I have complaints from people, you know, I'm buying tickets and I don't know whether they're going to play. And
they're listed. They're listed as out. Within the league guidelines, we have to list them. That's why the league has those guidelines, and we list them that way.
And you do it the day before, but a lot of people buy tickets earlier than that.
Well, we don't have all the information all the time, right? The reason you do it the day before is you want to make sure, right? So you know.
What a fascinating exchange. What an amazing and let me
thank
tell you this,
you, Howard.
Right?
Yeah, Howard was great.
Thank you so much,
yeah.
Howard. And
totally.
And, you know, I don't know whether to feel sorry for Nick.
I am.
I'm starting to feel sorry. That answer is just like, man, this guy doesn't know what to say.
We know Nick Nurse knows the answer is yes. Nick Nurse knows it's unfair to fans, But he feels, as he answers to Josh Harris and Daryl Morey,
yeah,
and has the Joel thing,
you can
he doesn't want to say
he
yes.
Answers to in his response.
He chooses not to say yes, but he knows the answer is yes.
Yeah.
That's a tough spot.
Yeah.
Now, look, I still think he should find a way, because I would respect him more if he kept it real. He's not keeping it real. So I'm going to still ding Nick Nurse, but the longer this saga goes on, the more I do find him becoming a sympathetic figure, yeah, taking the bullets for Daryl Morey, Josh Harris, and Joel Embiid. Let's listen to another exchange that I thought was... Now, this one you might lose a lot of respect for Nick, because you might think he's lying, or you might think they are such a poorly run organization that he's telling the truth, and if so, this is astounding. Listen to this before the game.
The league's release yesterday effectively said the problem was not that Joel didn't play based on the medical information. The problem was whatever was communicated by, what, I don't know if it was just you, Daryl, whoever it might have been. So what do we need to know? Like, what is the gap there? And what is the, to your knowledge, what is the reason that you guys were fine?
I didn't even know we were fined. We were fined. That was made public. Yeah, I did. Sorry, I didn't know.
I didn't know. Your comments as an organization,
right,
don't match, I guess, wherever Joel is. So I'm just trying to get from that place post Olympics, happy UN. He's on schedule. He doesn't play. And the league says it's fine that he doesn't play. But we've never heard anything from August till now other than he's on schedule, everything's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to have to punt that one on you. You're going to have to ask Daryl or Dave or Elton or somebody that one. I'm not even, like I said, I didn't even know we got fined yesterday.
I got
a game, several games to coach and lots of things going on.
All right.
I mean, I don't blame him.
Did he really
Well, do
not
you
know?
Believe him?
No, but I don't blame him. I mean, I do. That's
is
the first time he's been like, hey, ask Daryl, man.
Well,
like,
I blame him if he's lying, because now it makes me not trust him
on
a lot of fronts.
It's not possible he didn't.
No, look, I don't like that he lied about the not knowing they were fine.
Why would you say that? Why would you?
I think he's tired of it. Like, I think he's like, he literally says at the end, ask Daryl. Like, ask Elton, ask someone
right, John,
else.
This
is not my job.
Let's tackle one
he's
issue
like,
at a time.
I'm supposed to coach games.
No, I got it. John, one issue at a time. Do you think there is a chance he's telling the truth?
That he did not know
they
were fined.
$100,000 because of his statements.
I can't imagine that he didn't know that. That seems like, front and center for everyone.
I find it really hard to believe. The one thing that gives me some belief that it's possibly telling the truth is they're such a bad organization.
Well, that's the
maybe
only
Maybe nobody
thing.
Told him.
And also, maybe he's just so frazzled
ben,
with all
is that
of
possible?
This. He could feel as though he's just at wit's end with everything, and he's getting things thrown at him all the time every day, and he just loses track.
Ben, what
this
do you make
is,
of it?
This is what happens when you have an ownership group that is not there.
It's right.
Not there.
Absentee.
This stuff doesn't
ownership.
Happen with the Eagles. It definitely doesn't happen with the Phillies.
Right.
Because this is they're two ownership groups that are on top of everything. Everything. And this is a guy, Josh Harris, that is just so far removed. And I mean, it literally is just an investment.
And
that's
Rhea, do you
all
think
the Sixers are.
Rhea, you think it's impossible that he didn't know?
Oh, he 100% knew. I don't buy it at all. It's so ridiculous what's going on there. I am now starting to skew towards he might be seriously injured.
Oh, I agree completely.
And they just don't want to say it.
I would put it at more likely than not that surgery's coming.
Yeah. 100%.
I mean, that's just my instincts.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not reporting
instinct,
that, but my antenna says we're going to hear in the next couple weeks there's a real surgery.
There's no excuse for Daryl Morey for not him speaking. There's none. The only excuse is they're trying to figure out how to manage a guy they allowed to play in the Olympics, and then they hand it, $150 million extension to? And he's probably seriously hurt.
And I'll say this, if you remember, and some people might have lost track of this, but when he got hurt last year, and I think it was around February, maybe January. There was talk of a more substantial surgery they could have done, John, that would have put him out for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Or a lesser process.
Yeah. We've
that
heard
they
all sorts of little sprinklings.
Yeah, and they went
like
with the
this.
Lesser.
And what my understanding for all of that stuff was is, in today's world, once upon a time for meniscal stuff, it was you scoped it out and you just took part of the cushion out. And it was just that player had that less cushion forever. Now they can do things with stem cells and PRP and a lot of new age stuff that allows things to grow back that couldn't necessarily grow back before. So I always assumed that the less invasive procedure, that stem cell stuff, was what Joel was doing. Maybe I was just completely off base with that. Maybe that is everyone does now.
Maybe if they didn't rush him for the playoffs last year, maybe this wouldn't be an issue right now, and he'd be better for the next 5 years of his career. They screwed it up.
There are different levels of invasiveness and aggressiveness for all of these procedures, and we were told sort of along the way that they were trying to be careful with Joel, which begs the question, why is Joel so messed up he can't even start to play at the beginning of the season?
All right, so all